8:50, 10 before 9, Sheriff Michael Bouchard, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard, has been doing a fabulous job on this tragedy in Oxford. And I try to say that over and above the fact that I've known him for years and we've been friends for years. But I'm just watching and seeing the way he has handled everything. And so when something seems to have gone awry, he gets frustrated. And I want to talk to him about some of those things maybe that have frustrated him and hopefully have been cleared up. Sheriff Bouchard, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent, Sheriff, and I mean that. You've done an excellent job. So I can understand. You'll clarify here, but I've heard people saying that the sheriff's office was upset because they should have been told to put the parents under surveillance before the charges were brought against them, even those that said that the parents should have been in custody before the charges were announced, because the very thing that you worried could happen did happen. They tried to run and hide, at the very least, allegedly. So you had coffee, is the way it's been portrayed in the newspapers. You and the Oakland County Prosecutor, Karen McDonald, sat down and had coffee. Did everything get kind of squared away through that coffee? I don't expect you to tell us everything you talked about. I understand that. But do you feel better about the situation now?
Well, you know, there was a disconnect between some prosecutors and lead investigators, and we've communicated extensively. We obviously had coffee and had a long chat about the case and what we need to do next and how this is all going to proceed. We're working hand in glove. You know, everybody's running fast. Everybody's super stretched. So we're just going to make sure that we stay even closer in communication and work even more closely together and focus on making sure that the victims are held to the highest esteem and protected and uplifted and supported. And that's not just our tragic four students, but it's also their parents and the community. You're all our families and victims that we're going to protect and wrap and support. And I'm confident that, you know, together we're going to get this done.
And of course, first of all, this is new to all of us. Now, you've trained for it, obviously, and the school's trained for it, as we saw. And all of the law enforcement and EMTs and the hospital staffs, everybody trained for it, but it was the first time that we've gone through this kind of tragic situation, and I certainly hope the last time. It did not help, and I went out of my way not to talk about it initially because I was afraid we'd have copycats. And, boy, I had no idea we'd have as many as we did. But for 2 days, 60-plus schools having to close was also a terrible experience, given that your investigators had to chase down every one of these things. That you found people. I'm glad that you're prosecuting people.
No question. And they're still chasing down. We're still getting threats, and we're still responding to this kind of activity at businesses. I mean, we had a business we shut down last night because of a threat, and we began an investigation there. And, I mean, it's been absolutely surreal. I was actually at the visitation for one of our victims yesterday when shots fired and a person down call came in, and it was just up down the road for me. Next thing you know, I find myself in a stack with my deputies, you know, going room to room searching for an assailant. I mean, it just has been an incredibly numbing time for our people. But I'm so super proud of them. I mean, when I got there yesterday afternoon, they were all suited up, and they went to once again look for danger. And they have been just rock steady and focused on keeping the community safe.
You know, there have been very many jarring things that we've learned along the way, but it was a bit jarring to me to have Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald say so early on in this investigation that she believed that this could have been prevented. That was jarring. But what it has also done is it's now put people that we have congratulated for doing such a great job, that is school administrators, teachers, the people that worked at the high school, and the students for that matter, but it puts them now under a different microscope to find out if they did in fact do what they should have done, or even was proclaimed by law that they had to do. And I suspect that's part of your investigation now.
Yes, absolutely. It's part of the investigation. And obviously, it's widely reported that there were two meetings with staff at the school, including the day of the shooting. And we certainly wish we had been looped into, if not both of the meetings, the second meeting, because it would have triggered our protocols. And our protocols are exactly what happened the next day, tragically, in a different school district with another 15-year-old where he had made a threat. The school district officials looped us in. We investigated it. We arrested him. And we do our follow-on protocol, which is go to the house, have an in-depth interview with the parents, who in this case were super cooperative. And we search the house and determine accessibility and availability of weapons. And in this case, we took weapons. So that's our protocol. But it doesn't diminish all those teachers and everybody, all the students.
Right.
That did exactly what we trained them to do. I am convinced they saved lives. My deputy saved lives by getting there so fast. You know, obviously the assailant still had 18 live rounds of ammunition. That's 18 kids potentially.
Yep.
But he was also shooting through doors because those doors were barricaded and they were shut down, and they were shut down because the teachers and the school staff that were protecting those teachers and the students themselves that were protecting each other did what they were trained to do, went into lockdown, and I'm convinced that saved lives as well.
Absolutely. And the training you gave them to stay in certain corners of the classroom, there's a lot more to that. But before we go, in this case, the Oxford case, the parents have not been cooperating, and now you have this artist, Sikora, that you're trying to figure out if he was harboring criminals or just an innocent bystander trying to help someone. And are you anywhere close on that with your visit to his house and your conversation with him?
Yes, he has been cooperative, and so has his attorney. We're in the process of investigating that. Obviously, the key question is, what did he know and when did he know? Did he think he was helping friends just to help them, or did he realize they were